Chapter 15, Parents' Shopping Night Out. In 1979, as a mid-20s couple in Loveland, Colorado, my ex-husband Rudolph and I hung out with couples from our church, All Saints Episcopal Church. Some couples our same age had started their families, and we'd babysat some of their kids in our home. We both took the time to play with the children at church, with them often running to hug us during the coffee hour afterward. We watched the mounting stress for their parents as the holidays approached, yet we yearned for our own child. As Thanksgiving approached, wives talked to me about juggling work and Christmas shopping without their children in tow. Already overwhelmed with the prospects of the holiday ahead, they also lamented about no time alone with their husbands during this busy time of year. I reflected on the ample time I had to prepare for the holiday. Then I had an idea. How about we take the children of the four couples we regularly hung out with for one evening from 5 to 10 p.m.? No strings attached. All the couples had to do was drop off their children, have a dinner out, and shop. Rudolph immediately agreed. To begin with, I sent off the invitations for a parents' night out with a request to call with their RSVP. This was prior to email and text messaging. We had 100% participation. We would have five children ranging from 4 to 7 years old, and they all knew us, so no problem with a reluctant participant. That gave me some idea of how to plan the evening. So the prep work began. We bought a piñata filled with candy and attached it to a spare broomstick. I bought hot dogs to roast. Also, I bought marshmallows, Hershey bars, and graham crackers for s'mores. I purchased construction paper and glitter to make cards for the kids to create for their parents. Then my current favorite Christian Christmas song, Come On Ring Those Bells by Evie, prompted me to buy jingle bells, and I put 3 to 4 bells together and created a jingle bell strip. A great plan was unfolding. As our event drew near, I felt the mounting anticipation both from the children and their parents. Each time I saw them at church, the parents quizzed us about what we had planned, would it be too much, etc. And the children jumped in our laps, excited and ready for a fun-filled evening. I knew it would be a great evening for us, the children and their parents. When the parents arrived with their children, we greeted each couple, then quickly sent them on their way. We had lots to do. In the process, I had shared my plan with another couple from the church, Jim and Mary Lou, who had no children at the time, and they quickly volunteered to help, and boy did we need them before the night was over. We began the evening with roasting the hot dogs in our fireplace. In the background, we had Christmas music playing. Rudolph had crafted long sticks for each child to roast his or her own. We used paper plates and had the children sit on the floor in front of the fireplace to enjoy the crackling fire. For dessert, we roasted marshmallows, then stuck them between graham crackers with a chunk of Hershey's chocolate. That was a gooey mess, but the children loved them. One young girl exclaimed, "I've never made s'mores before." After cleaning off sticky fingers, we jumped into the next activity. Because the weather was mild this Christmas, we moved the group out to the patio. As Rudolph held up the piñata, Jim and Mary Lou blindfolded each participant. I gave them a bat to try to hit the piñata, but they repeatedly hit Rudolph's hands instead by working their way up the broomstick to where he was holding it. Finally, I helped one blindfolded child crash it open, and candy went flying. We gave each a Ziploc bag to put their candy in, and they each fared well. Afterward, my ex-husband questioned this activity shaking his hands, but he still had a smile on his face. Next, each child created a Christmas card for their parents using the glitter and construction paper I had bought. Many didn't know how to write yet, so the four adults helped them write a message on the front and then helped with the signature inside. Next, we gave them glittering glue to decorate the card. What a mess! We had turned our wooden dining room chairs around to use as tables for the children, and the glitter haphazardly ended up on the seats of the chairs. In fact, when I sold those chairs years later, I still saw traces of glitter here and there, a souvenir of an amazing evening. To calm the night down after all the activities, we ended the evening with the lights down low and only our Christmas tree lights on. We sang Christmas carols trying to bring down the energy, but Evie's Come On Ring Those Bells and my Jingle Bell Strips revved them up again. They danced around shaking the bells, singing, "Come on, ring those bells," over and over again. What had I started? When the parents joined us, we drank homemade wassail and finished the night with a couple calmer carols. The children looked exhausted, my fellow workers felt exhausted, and the parents looked refreshed. Exactly the result I wanted.